here.
Oh, yeah, well, it's kind of why they were going to fence down, most of them. This land is a soil full of rock. It's a rocky soil, but it's limestone rock. And in order to dig the foundation for a home, you have a lot of rock on your hands. So most people would put a rock. Well, like that stone wall over there, they have painted over that, but it's really a rock wall that they have smoothed and painted. And there's one or two up through here that are rock walls. And they form a good fence. And then you could put posts up and put a regular wire fence, but you'd have to order that through the hardware and get it.
What kind of wire would they use?
Well, there's so many kind of fencing wires. There's some with the long oblong blocks, some with squares, and some the octagon and hexagon form. And it's according to what they wanted for. If they wanted to keep it, keep in chickens or something like that, they'd have a fine mesh fence. And if they wanted it just for ornament, keep dogs in or something, well, they'd have a
more than that fence. But in the early days, if they wanted to fence an animal, they could usually put wire and some quick forgotten utilitarian. Okay. Did they ever have any, the type of fence, you know, they might have had, they have up north, you know, with the zigzag looking fences?
They don't have that. They never did have the, you said zigzag. What did you do that for?
rail fence.
Split rail fence. They put split rail fence around farms. And we would see those out, say, Homestead or out in Perrine or somewhere like that, because they had cleared the land and the pine trees and other trees, they could get those railings split and use them in their fences. Mm-hmm. And I know all through Atlanta and through there, we have friends who go off country places. And first thing they'd want to do is put a split rail fence around their place. But they're ornamental as well as very utilitarian. And she liked to put plants in those little corner places. Cut vines and plants and all that.
I've heard they're very strong fences.
They are, and they last for ages. This friend of ours, she and I went to Atlanta. She and her husband bought small salary people and they lived up to farms. He was in the camp, I don't think he had too much back in the 40s and 30s. But they started buying this piece of property out of Atlanta. And it had a little log cabin on it where someone who had this summer home or something. I used to go out there and spend weekends with them sometimes. And the first thing they dug was they would make pathways that you would go through their land, and we would have picnics and parties out there. Room at night, we'd have some parties out there, cook out of doors and all. And finally she had got her split rail fence, and she planted her plants all around there on her vacations and on her weekends and all. They had a lovely place, and they enlarged their log cabin. And she sold that place. She wrote me a letter. She said, well, we sold our blessed little place that we loved so good. But I came out of that office with a check in my hands for more money than I had ever thought that I would ever know of in my life. And now she's my age, and her husband's had a heart attack. And I live had to retire because of heart trouble, and she has arthritis. So that money came in mighty good, you know, in their little days. And they bought another place down there outside of Fulton County where they're doing the same thing just for recreation. And they plant their garden every year, and they have their fresh vegetables, and they plant and have some fruit trees. But it's very